Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. We're super excited to be back for fall tour with our quick hits. I'm here with Brad, and Brad and I are super excited we're super excited to have our friend from childhood, Brian, on the line, who's down in Charleston. He lives in Indiana, but went to the show last night, and the three of us were roommates in our first year in college, so it's great to be reunited. This is your first time on the podcast. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Hi, everyone. I think we're roommates for pretty much every year, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you and I were. Yeah, and then also you guys were like two houses down from each other when growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Brian and I used to, man, we had a lot of good times. We messed up a lot of stuff. but yeah, you're right. Yeah, we lived together through all of college, but we went to college together, and our dorm room was nicknamed the Fish Pit for some reason by people.
For some reason.
I don't think
Team 413, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Brian and I drove to we drove your Prelude to the island tour. Remember that?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That thing was small for four people.
This venue sort of reminded me of that.
Oh, really?
The Long Island.
Oh, yeah, Nassau
show, yeah.
Yeah, to open and open it. Was it all GA?
It was all GA, yeah.
Nice.
Which was kind of crazy. You know,
and not super big?
That the Long Island show was GA, was it? I don't remember, but...
I think just the floor was.
But yeah, so this was all GA. It was really weird. But yeah, super great venue. Small.
Nice.
Is it old, you think? Or, I mean, it's been there a while, or is it new?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Old,
is
yeah.
it? Cool.
So it's like a minor league hockey team arena.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Nice.
So, you know, maybe 10,000 max.
Awesome. That's awesome. Sweet. That's a great size. What was the
How
scene?
Was the lot?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Brad. No, go ahead.
How was the lot?
The lot, it was great. So it was really super weird. So like we went in $5 to park, which is like super cheap.
Nice.
We bought two parking spaces so we could set up and everything. So
nice.
It was great.
Oh, cool.
Minimal security.
Nice.
Tailgating style. Was a shakedown happening or what?
Tailgated style. Yeah. Oh yeah. Shakedown was crazy. It was right. We parked right next to it. So it was great.
Nice.
Pretty chill.
Cool,
the,
man.
The opener, Brad, opening with Petrichor was sort of an awesome ballsy move. What was the what were kind of the highlights of the first set for you?
So the Petrichor was great. It was so everybody was still walking in, trying to walk down to the floor. So I was kind of, I think it was a great opener just to kind of set the tone and you know, jam that out while everybody's coming in, and then while everybody.
Nice.
When everybody got in, they busted in the Ghost, which I think was awesome.
Yeah.
I think the first set highlight for me was probably Bathtub.
Nice.
That was pretty sweet.
Man, those are so good, those late first set Bathtubs with a nice... There was like, what, probably like a 12 or 15 minute jam. That was pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think 11 or 12 minutes, but I thought the... it's funny that they're playing Ghost early like that, like they did at Dick's, but it was a really nice, patient, early Ghost, you know? I thought they sounded really good and confident, I guess.
Yeah, and what did you guys think of the Moore, like Moore as a closer the first set? What did that feel like a satisfying closer for you guys?
I think so, because they, you know, they, the lights ended up really well on that. You know, they jammed it out towards the end. It wasn't very long, I don't think. It was, you know, five, 6 minutes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was a good set closer. I mean, the new songs in the first set were great. Home was great.
Yeah.
I think they, you know, that was a good first set new song.
Nice. Awesome. And then second set, there's tons of stuff. It looks like all arrows, like everything going in and out of each other. What was sort of the highlights for you?
So for me, I think it was probably the, you know, the first four,
nice.
No Man's,
yeah.
Disease, and then Cities, and then Roger. Those were great. Cities was unbelievable.
Yeah, nice little bust out there. That's kind of unexpected for sure.
Yeah,
that's great. And
cool.
the jamming was pretty good on all of those. There was no, like, it wasn't like they were just playing the basics on any of those first four songs, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Brian
White was really good
about the Lumina, the marimba that Trey was on, right? During the Cities.
Yep. Yep, he was. And that was like, so it was really weird as a different, he had played it a different way, it seemed like, than he had before.
Yeah.
And it was more like, sounded like more deeper tones that he was playing,
cool.
Which was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I think they're getting better at it. It wasn't, you know, at first it wasn't that exciting, but it's definitely turning into more of a showpiece or whatever.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And then we were all on the text chain last night, but the Winter Queen encore. I love Winter Queen.
Yes.
How was that version?
That was great. You know, Winter Queen is one of those songs for me that, you know, I like to jam out to in the morning on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it just like it mellows me out, chills me out. It was great to hear it in an encore. I heard it, last year, a couple years ago, one time, maybe an indie, I think, but no, it's a great song.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Trey's version of a Jerry Garcia Band song or something. It's like you said, it's chill, but it's just such a great, great guitar. It's a beautiful song.
And then the tube that followed, I read something on Twitter. Somebody said it was like, you know, it wasn't a 10-minute tube, but there was some real good highlights within just the 6 minutes. So that was a nice little exclamation point or whatever after the Winter Queen.
It was for sure. Cool. Paige did, you know, some good things on that one for sure.
Nice. And you guys are going back tonight, which is awesome for you have a little weekend vacation to see fish. I'm doing the same thing next week in Atlanta. So, you know, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get to watch some of the Buckeyes game too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we're excited about tonight. It's great weather here. Couldn't ask for, you know, anything better. So yeah, we're excited for sure.
That's awesome. And Brian, what do you want to what jam do you want to share with the audience from last night?
So I think you know, something from Cities would be good.
Awesome. Sweet.
Nice.
That sounds perfect. We'll
second set highlight for sure.
Yeah, we'll send him out on that. Brad, anything else before we close up and let Brian get back to his awesome weekend?
No, I mean, it sounds like hopefully maybe you guys get a Miss You in the first set or a second set cooler. I'm excited to hear that one after the album version.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks, Brian. Thanks for joining us, and it was good to chat.
You're welcome.
And I'll talk to you soon. And,
yeah, awesome, guys.
Have a good rest of the day and enjoy the show tonight.
Bye, Brian. Bye-bye, Brian guy.
See you, guys. Thanks. Go Bucks.
All right.
Go Bucks. Later.
Go Bucks.
Talk to y'all soon. Keep on rocking.